The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Happy Friday, and thank you for joining us once again on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and I have super exciting news because I have the fabulous Lisa Silverstone from Safe Harbors of the Hudson with me. And the last time I hung out with her, I had so much fun. I couldn't stop talking about it. I'm still like a little girl, still talking about all the exciting things that are happening in the city of Newburgh. Thanks, Barbara.
So, I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you
for flattering me. It always works, by the way.
So I know there was like so many exciting things that were going on. And for those that do not know what Safe Harbors of the Hudson is, first introduce yourself, what you do there.
Sure.
And then give us a little background on Safe Harbors of the Hudson.
Okay.
And because there's like so much that we have to pack in into 1 hour.
It's a lot. There's a lot going on, but we've got time. Okay. As Barbara said, my name is Lisa Silverstone, and I am the executive director of Safe Harbors of the Hudson. We are a nonprofit redevelopment project in the city of Newburgh. Our mission is transforming lives and building community through housing and the arts. So it's quite a big project, as Barbara said. We have our real mainstay and our cornerstone of our project is actually the Cornerstone Residence, which is 128 units of affordable, supportive housing for our neighbors, including those coming from homelessness, people living with mental health diagnoses and physical disabilities, low-income working adults, veterans, and artists in need of affordable live-work space. So there are 128 single adults. That includes 12 artist apartments that come with studio space as well. So that's our population. We also work in partnership with Independent Living, another organization in Hudson Valley that provides the support services and case management for our residents. So everybody in our building has access to case management and support when and if they need it. That really helps people stay housed and helps people stay safe and stabilize their lives. So that's a wonderful partnership we have with them. We also have a tremendous amount of programming for our residents. We have a tenant services that has, we have field trips into New York City. We went to the Botanical Garden to see the orchid show. We went to Ellis Island. We go to see ball games. We have fitness in the residence 5 nights a week that's open to our public, but also free for our residents. So there's Zumba and there's Tai Chi and there's yoga. We have a vet-to-vet program that's really robust, wonderful veterans. A lot of veterans living in our building, they get together, they do songwriting workshops, story writing workshops, and just gathering together to have camaraderie there among their vets. So it's a wonderful program, the Cornerstone Residence, and we're very proud of that. Also, our mission, as I said, is combines housing and the arts. So we also have a very vibrant arts program. We have the Ann Street Gallery, which is our contemporary art gallery.
It's a nice gallery.
It's really very, very cool. It's just kind of welcoming, and it's contemporary art, so it's always kind of different, and you never really know what to expect. Right now we have an exhibition in there called Bon Marché, which is a fancy word for good price. So cheap art. I don't mean to call it cheap, but affordable art, which is rare. So it's
well,
prints.
Yeah, because if you have like an affinity for art, but you know, your pockets aren't just
right,
quite where, you know, the economy tells you, then this is a good opportunity to get art.
Absolutely. Because art is, I mean, it's an amazing thing to own, but it's kind of a luxury. It's not always the first thing
right
on our list of needs.
Mm-hmm.
But these are all prints from mostly local artists, and they're absolutely amazing. As you know, the Hudson Valley has so many amazing artists. So these are all print works, and they are, I don't think any of them is over $250. There are some of them are $25, $50, $75, so very affordable, beautiful prints by, like I said, local artists. So visit the Ann Street Gallery when you can. It's open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 11 to 5 and Saturday from 9 to 5. I should know that off the top of my head. Please check our website just to be sure that I'm accurate with those times. We also have the amazing Lobby at the Ritz, which is our performing arts venue. It is a New York State Council of the Arts supported venue. Also, we get support from Ulster Savings Bank, so shout out to them. They're a wonderful partner for us. We have an amazing concert series there, so we bring musicians and actors and all kinds of, we have dance this year to the Lobby at the Ritz and make it, it's a wonderful performance venue. So check out our website. That this weekend, Saturday night, tomorrow night, at 8 p.m. We have Neil Alexander. He's a wonderful local musical artist, and he's celebrating the solstice with us tomorrow night.
Oh, the summer solstice. I put that on our member happenings.
It's a little in advance, but the 21st is a solstice, I believe. So tomorrow we're gonna get a jump start on the solstice. So that's gonna be an amazing concert. Like I said, tomorrow at 8, and there's wonderful programming at the lobby at the Ritz throughout the year. We were able to build a park adjacent to our project. There was a vacant lot there for many, many years. We purchased that vacant lot in 2015, and in 2016, we transformed it into a beautiful park for our community. So it's fully ADA accessible, it's solar lit, it's got stormwater gardens, so it's very ecologically friendly to our community and otherwise friendly to our community, completely open for anybody to use. We had a wonderful event that I think I spoke about last time when you and I met, called Salsa Under the Stars recently. Mm-hmm. It was an amazing event. People just out dancing, listening to great music. We featured a stage on the park during Newburgh Illuminated, which was a wonderful citywide festival a couple of weeks ago. And that stage was just vibrantly programmed with all kind of dance. We had dancers from France come, local dancers, people from the city, and mostly dance. Corey Glover sang on the stage. We had some music going on. So it's a really cool centerpiece of our community, the park. We're very proud of that. Should I keep talking, Barbara?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Because you know what I want to do? I mean, you're introducing every piece of it. So that's great. But I'm going to want you to go deeper into little pieces of it. But we can do that it's nice to introduce everybody and say, these are all the things. And then we're going to go in because there's specific things that happens with each thing that you mentioned that are just amazing and fabulous. So I just want to give the intro and then we go deep into
it.
So you go ahead. You're on a roll.
All right, I'm on a roll. We also have been able to bring a lot of economic development to our downtown, which I think it's important to point out because a lot of people feel nervous when they see affordable housing going into their communities.
Right.
And they kind of have this not in my backyard attitude. But Safe Harbors has been able to house people who need affordable supportive housing while at the same time bringing economic development and also incentivizing others to make economic investment in our community. So we have two wonderful commercial tenants on Broadway. We have Two Alice's Coffee Lounge, which has just become, I don't know what the city of Newburgh did before Two Alice's. It's just become this incredible hub for community to gather together over a cup of coffee. It's a great, great little addition to our downtown Broadway business corridor. We also have next to that Grit, which is a collaborative workshare space. That's been a great space where people who are small business owners in the kind of creative realm, they share workspace. So they share so the expenses aren't so high for your fax machine, your copy machine, and all of the overhead that an office can create or incur. It's shared among the groups. So that's been a really vibrant business on our downtown corridor. So I think I covered it. The Cornerstone, the Lobby at the Ritz, the N Street Gallery, Safe Harbors Green, and our commercial spaces. And I forgot one important thing.
Okay.
Behind the Lobby at the Ritz, which was actually the original lobby to the 1913 Ritz Theater, which was built as Cohen's Opera House back in the day, is the historic shell of that theater. It has been closed and abandoned since 1999. But we are in the process right now of redeveloping that as a large-scale community performance space for engagement, for presentation, for education. So that is the next thing to come online.
Oh, I love that. I when we were talking about the Ritz the last time, I fell in love with all the stories you were telling me. So I'm just going to tease everybody because you have to stay on with us because a little bit later, we're going to talk deeper about the Ritz and the history behind it because, a lot of people don't realize we have a lot of history in the city of Newburgh, and I always talk about Newburgh's the beautiful bones that the city of Newburgh has, and the brownstones and all the things that the backdrop of the Hudson and Washington's headquarters. I mean, there are so many things going on. The Ann Street Gallery that houses provides space for local artists. So every little tidbit is like little gems within the city of Newburgh that people should really know more about. And I believe that Safe Harbors of the Hudson is kind of like bringing this renaissance to that area, which I think is fantastic and fabulous. And I tell everybody about it. And when I sat with you the last time when we were talking about it, I tell you, I was like a little girl. I couldn't stop talking about it for days. I kept mentioning all the wonderful things that were going on in the city of Newburgh. So when we started this conversation, you mentioned the housing, cornerstone housing. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I remember that you told me that I really enjoyed was that the housing, it's like it has a very eclectic mix of people. You have artists, you have veterans, you have families. It's a little bit of everything in that space. Yep. And they get to, and there are a lot of programs that are available that they can participate in. And I love that concept and that idea. And so, obviously, for funding, how do you manage Cornerstone? How did it become available to this community?
It is a really great place where we do build a community of support for our residents. Just real quick correction so people aren't confused. There's no families there.
Oh, okay.
It's only single adults.
Just so folks know,
we are working on a new project, which we can talk about later, families. But it's single adults. The original funding for the project came through tax credits, which is kind of a confusing program, but it's a federally run program, and tax credits provide for the construction of affordable housing. It's really the only way, because there's not a lot of money to be made in developing affordable housing if you don't have these incentives. So it incentivizes developers to build affordable housing in communities, so people aren't pushed out. When communities are lifted up, there's a place for everybody to stay.
Right.
So we did receive $21 million in tax credits in 2004. And with that money, we were able to take the Hotel Newburgh, which was a beautiful hotel back in the day. It was a real downtown, vibrant destination. But it had fallen into decline as the city went into decline, and a lot of people left the city, and jobs left the city, and drugs and crime moved in. The hotel just went into a precipitous decline, and people were living there in terrible conditions. So we purchased the building in 2002, started to make some immediate improvements. Nobody got pushed out. Everybody was allowed to stay if they wanted to stay. Mm-hmm. And then in 2004, like I said, we received this funding and we were able to do a complete gut rehab. We checkerboarded the residents around, and then as their new apartments came online, they were able to move in, and then we moved in additional people.
So we're going to take a little break, and when we get back, we're going to talk more about that because there's so much going on there. Orange County Chamber Business Wise, stay with us.
Hi, this is Grace Warren, a licensed real estate agent for Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty for more than 17 years, and I'm ready to hear your wants and needs, and then I will help you fulfill your goals. As a full-time residential specialist and longtime resident of Orange County, I know the Orange County market very well, and whether you're a buyer or seller, my priority is your satisfaction. For more information, please visit my website, gracewarren.randrealty.com, and let's get together.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
The greatest debate in rock history. Who is better, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? I can't get no satisfaction. Nationally touring tribute bands Satisfaction and Abbey Road square off on June 29th at the Paramount Hudson Valley Theater at 7:30 p.m., one night only. These bands are two of the country's best tribute bands. So be in the audience when they put on the greatest concert that never was. The Beatles versus the Rolling Stones. June 29th. Tickets are available at ParamountHudsonValley.com or call 914-739-0039. Beatles versus Stones. June 29th, one night only. If you did not see the Beatles and Stones live in the 60s, here's your second chance. To purchase tickets, visit ParamountHudsonValley.com.
Eat, drink, and be merry at the Warwick Food Truck Festival and celebrate with the entire family. Come sample the incredible variety of international and Americana foods. Listen to live music ranging from classic rock to dance and country music. Bring your appetite and dancing shoes because there is fun for all ages, including kids' activities. Celebrate lovely summer evenings the first Thursday in July and August, food truck style, with a vast array of thirst-quenching beverages. When you enter the wine and beer garden, you'll get your own stein to sample a variety of local brews, wine, and hard cider. Where? Right at the soccer field at the corner of County Route 1 and West Street Extension in Warwick. Free admission, and there's ample parking at the Warwick Middle School across the street. When? The first Thursday of each summer month, July and August, from 4:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Visit their Facebook page at Warwick Food Truck Festival.
Hey, it's your turn to speak up. I'm Zach Kruk, the host of Speak Up, where you voice your opinion on issues affecting us in our nation and in our community. Speak up and call in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ.
And welcome back to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Thank you for hanging out with us on this beautiful Friday. It's a little cooler than it was the past couple days, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it, right? It's a nice Friday. It's the weekend's here. Happy Father's Day. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. So when we went on break, you see, this is what happens when we're talking because we were supposed to take a break like a minute before.
He was trying to shut me down, but I was trying to shut him down.
But we just kept talking. Because there's so much to talk about when it comes to Safe Harbors of the Hudson, all the wonderful things that you guys are doing. And so when we left for the break, you were talking about Cornerstone and the residents there. And I think that's just a fabulous setup that you have there for people in the area and the community. It actually creates even, it builds, it's almost like a building of a community.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of like a city within itself. With all the events we have going on, all the amenities that we have for our residents. And I think I kind of explained the funding and how we were able to build the Cornerstone. Mm-hmm. We do have ongoing grants that support our programming and that support our residents. So most of them have subsidies to live there. So it's, you know, it's an ongoing well-funded program that we have through Cornerstone.
I love that. So then now we have the Ann Street Gallery.
Yes.
Okay. And you talked about Beaumarchais.
Bon Marché, which is French for good price.
I was so close. Bon Marché.
You were.
But you have other things that go on at the Ann Street Gallery. You have local artists that you feature as well.
We have artists. The gallery is beautifully curated by our director and curator, Virginia Walsh, and she just does an amazing job. She brings art from across the country, around the globe, and locally into the gallery. It's typically around a theme. She picks the theme. She really has a lot of autonomy down there because she's so good at it. She picks a theme, and then she gathers the artists. Like I said, some are local, some are from, I think she did tell me once that about 80% of the artists that show in the gallery are from New York. So mostly local, but also a peppering of people from all over. And the gallery, and then she does 5 exhibitions a year.
Okay.
So they're usually up for 6 to 8 weeks. There's always a wonderful opening artist reception to open the exhibition, which is free. There's wine and cheese and crackers and meet the artists, which is always an exciting night.
Mm-hmm.
And then the gallery is open for people to come and enjoy the works. And very often she will also have programming. Either an artist will come in and speak about their work, or she'll have their school programs that take place in there. We have a wonderful community paint-in every year. Because galleries, we love galleries, but galleries can be kind of intimidating spaces sometimes.
And you don't think to yourself, oh, this weekend we're going to go in the art gallery. It's not a normal thing to say.
Yeah, not for everybody. There's sort of a lot of people that galleries are part of what they do. But for other people, it seems like, ooh, look at that white space in there. And what is that art? I don't understand it. And will I be welcomed in there? Do I have to buy something? So there's kind of this rarefied atmosphere sometimes in a gallery. So what we try to do is really open the doors of the gallery. And this event allows us to do that. We cover the walls with canvas, and we invite the community to come in, and we provide paint and paintbrushes and little aprons or big aprons depending on your size. And we have hot dogs and hamburgers and a grill going, and we give away prizes throughout the day. And it's a wonderful opportunity for people to come in and create something themselves. Then it is displayed. The exhibition stays in the gallery of the work that our community has created. So it really kind of lets lets people know in the city of Newburgh and surrounding area that this is your gallery. This is a resource here for you. Mm-hmm. Come on in and enjoy it and take advantage of it and create something here. So that's been a really successful, wonderful program that we have. We also have the little tiny kids from Head Start that come in. Mm-hmm. You can't start people too early on art appreciation.
Art appreciation,
and
right.
And they're so wonderful. They're so open. They don't feel intimidated about art yet because, you know, they're open to anything. So there's wonderful ways that we can engage our community in that way. Mm-hmm. And I think that we do a good job of it in the Ann Street Gallery.
I think that you do. And I visited the Ann Street Gallery for an event that we had with the Chamber. And so I can tell everybody there's plenty of parking across the way in the municipal parking. And the gallery itself is just beautiful. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for something to do after you go to one, you know, Two Alice's, is it called?
Yep, Two Alice's. Two Alice's is there's wonderful restaurants and shops up and down Liberty Street, Broadway, all over the city of Newburgh.
I know a friend of mine was just at Cafe Macchiato.
It's a wonderful spot. She just opened a new place too, I heard.
Did she?
On Liberty Street, a little juice and smoothie place. So that's exciting.
Okay. Well, good for her. Yeah, my friend went there for, she was at Cafe Macchiato having breakfast, and she's like, we need to go there for brunch. So I'm totally going to do that. And we went to check out the warehouse.
Yep.
So it's like all these restaurants that are just, you know, popping up.
Yeah,
Washington's headquarters.
Yep, really coming along.
And what I like about now, let's talk a little bit about the park, and you were telling me about the circus, but before, so I'm going to tease people with that, the trapeze. I love that. But I took a drive down to the city of Newburgh to kind of check out what you were talking about so I could see it for myself. And I love that the park is open. And I love the murals that are on the wall. What are they about?
Yeah, so much of our project really has the arts intimately woven into the project. So the public art display is just kind of what we do. Mm. The works that you're talking about, there's two large scale works on the side of the building. One is a beautiful mural mm-hmm. called Transcendence that was done by a Chilean mural artist. His name is Dasik Fernandez. And that was part of an effort in the city of Newburgh in 2012-13 to create a public arts into the city of Newburgh to kind of create these gateways.
I love that. And it reminds me of Soho.
Yeah, it really. And mm-hmm. it's very evocative of those kind of places. And it really, when you see art, you feel hopeful. So even if art might be in the middle of an area that really still is struggling, you have this glimmer of hope and beauty. And I think that Dasik did an amazing job creating works, not only on our building. Ours was the first in a series of mm-hmm. four murals. One is on Colden Street. So as you're coming up for the waterfront, if you're familiar with the waterfront in mm-hmm. Newburgh, if you're heading from the waterfront into downtown, there's a big, beautiful one on Colden Street. There's one on the way to the high school in the South Street Tunnel. It covers the entire tunnel. It's beautiful. It was like the Sistine Chapel he was painting, you know, upside down on scaffolding. Mm-hmm. And there's one on Chamber Street. And they're just wonderful exhibits of hope, I think. So we were very proud to have that. It can be seen from a lot of different vantage mm-hmm. points in the city. So it really is kind of a welcome beacon. And then it's all done in spray paint too. And it was done in about a week. So that's miraculous.
That's talent.
It's no maintenance. It's just a wonderful.
I do stick figures and I keep erasing and starting all over again.
I know. It was amazing to see him. It was amazing to see him with spray cans, literally just creating
that
masterpiece.
I would be so afraid that I would see people that are artists and they work well with color. Yep. They're not afraid.
And I was just going to say, I think that's artists aren't afraid.
Yeah.
They're just not. It's something we should all learn,
right? I'd
be like,
stencil it for me first.
And spray paint. You don't have much control over spray paint because
really
it sprays.
Don't. Yeah. And but then there are these black and white pictures.
Yep. So that's a separate installation right next to the mural. And
I love those.
Those are really, they're very compelling.
Very powerful.
Yeah.
They're very powerful.
They really are. And those are portraits done by a portrait photographer named Dimitri Castrine. Mr. Castrine is, in his 80s. He's a British gentleman who moved to Garrison, New York many years ago. And in his exploring of the Hudson Valley, he discovered Newburgh. But this was in the 1980s, early 1990s. He started coming over here with his camera and he just fell in love with our city, with our struggles, and with our victories, and with the people who were living those both mm-hmm. of those every day. And he kind of just started to go into the neighborhoods and meet people and take these amazingly powerful pictures.
Yes, they are.
He had them for many, many years. And then in 2012, he came to Safe Harbors. I'm not really sure who led him to us, but he saw that beautiful side of our building as a canvas. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I took these pictures 20 some years ago, and I think the side of your building is a perfect place to display them. So we worked with him to find some funding and we did get some funding from Orange County Tourism, actually. So shout out to them and their support of the arts. But we were able to mount that exhibition of those photographs. They are all City of Newburgh residents, right. Former and past residents, okay. And buildings.
I wondered that.
Yep, they're all City of Newburgh. There's some funny, what are they called, apocryphal, when those urban legends. There's some urban legends around those, like everybody there is, it's a memorial. No, it's not. Or, you know, so there's all sorts of, or they're famous people, but they're just people who live in the City of Newburgh.
So you haven't had someone walk into your office and say, hey, you know, that's, I know that person.
Oh, absolutely. We see people all the time say, that's me. Or more often, why aren't I up there? How do I get up there? So people like it.
That was going to be my next question. How do I get up
right?
there?
We had one young man that didn't like himself being up there, which was fine. So he was replaced. So I see people all the time taking pictures. It's kind of become this iconic facade in the City of Newburgh. I see it on people's websites. I see it, you know, on their Instagram. At Newburgh Illuminated Festival, there were vendors selling photographs, and I saw several photographs of the side of the building. So it's really become this kind of cool, iconic.
Yeah, it is. It's almost like Motif One at Rockport. Yeah. You know, everybody wants to get a picture of that. Because when you look at it, you know that's where it is.
Yeah, and I think juxtaposed against the brick, and it kind of has this urban industrial look. It's very cool. And then when we opened the park, we were able to partner with the Orange County. Do you want to take a break?
Okay, no,
with Orange County Arts Council and Storm King Arts Center for a juried exhibition of outdoor public art.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that when we get back. We'll take a quick break. You know, people are going to stay with us because they want to hear about this. Orange County Chamber Business Wise, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Beef and Bacon Clubs. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray, and this is Rach on the radio. This Sammy night really stacks up.
We are going to take our shaved spicy ribeye and throw it onto our hot griddle. I've already been grilling up some limes. When the meat is just about done and we flip it around a couple times, we're gonna douse it with hot sauce, lime juice, and melt some pepper jack cheese over it. Bake your bacon for 18 minutes. A little bit of lettuce to hide all of the fat calories that we're gonna eat. Then, like, I don't know, like 3 or 4 slices of bacon per sandwich.
At least.
And then we're gonna top that with guacamole! Ooh. Come on!
For this recipe and more food tips, go to rachelrayshow.com. Monday, sliced hanger steak. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray.
HelloFresh delivers recipes and ingredients for a home-cooked meal in around 30 minutes, like this popular recipe. Start with a working couple, add 2 demanding jobs, mix all too well. Bake for 8 to 10 hours or until too tired for grocery shopping, remove from office, and place in home to cool. Receive HelloFresh delivery. Preheat ambition to cook healthier. Trim off temptation to order pizza. Be sure to remove any tight or uncomfortable shoes. Add 2 cups of wine, sip until tender. Choose a recipe that looks delicious. Remove pre-measured fresh ingredients from HelloFresh recipe box. While following step-by-step recipe, use delicious aromas to motivate kids to set the table. Cook until mouth starts to water, and holy ravioli, you can add tasty mushroom ravioli gratin to your resumes. Fist bump and enjoy. Delicious ingredients you'll love to eat, simple recipes you'll live to cook. HelloFresh, get cooking. Get $20 off your first delivery plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/radio.
Dawson Motors, Warwick's largest and oldest independent automotive facility, has been family-owned and operated for over 33 years. Their service department can professionally repair any model of car, van, or truck with certified service technicians and the latest computer diagnostic equipment. They offer tire, wheel, and battery sales, four-wheel alignments, New York State inspections, Saturday service appointments, a free customer shuttle, and also accept all major credit cards. The Dawson Motors sales department is equally impressive. All pre-owned vehicles are hand-selected by the Dawson family and thoroughly checked over and serviced. They take trade-ins, provide easy financing, and offer extended warranties on all qualified pre-owned vehicles. The car buying experience at Dawson's is truly stress-free, relaxed, and enjoyable. Call Dawson Motors today at 845-986-8558 or visit them at 45 Oakland Avenue in Warwick or online at DawsonMotors.com.
Tune into the Nonprofit Notebook, your resource for and about people helping people. Learn about all the events and services available for you, friends, or family. Open your Nonprofit Notebook Tuesdays at 11 a.m. WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ weather.
It will be mostly cloudy for the afternoon hours, a couple of scattered showers, mostly early on though, with highs topping out in the upper 60s to around 70. Tonight it's cloudy, a few more showers, patches of fog and drizzle as well, milder, low to mid 60s. Morning clouds, fog, drizzle, and showers tomorrow, then sunshine develops. There could be another pop-up shower in the afternoon though, with a high near 80 and it's more humid. In the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm Ken Elliott.
WTBQ.
And welcome back to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. Happy Friday, everybody. It's the weekend. And happy Father's Day to all the daddies out there and the pop-pops and the grandpas and everybody that's a father. I can't believe we've already lost like half of the show, half hour of the show, and we've still got so much more to cover. But it's been such a pleasure hanging out with you today, Lisa.
Thanks,
talking
Barbara.
About
you
safe
too.
Harbors of the Hudson. You were, when we left off, you were talking about Storm King, and so pick it up.
Yeah, so I was mentioning the park, and it's really a great opportunity to showcase art outside when you have a park. So many works are big, you know, large scale, and it's great. It's great to be able to feature those. So one of the, I mentioned the mural and the photographs, and we also have a wonderful display of artwork that we did in collaboration with the Storm King Art Center. Mm-hmm. And their curator there actually did a juried exhibition on the park in collaboration with the Orange County Arts Council. So people from around the Hudson Valley and New York City submitted their proposals, mm-hmm. and five works were selected to be displayed on the park for a year.
Oh, okay.
So, and they're amazing. There's a beautiful figure made of twigs and sticks called Human Nature that just stands in this beautiful sort of proud pose on the park. There's a wonderful picnic blanket that it's Trump Loy, so it looks like a checkered blanket, the picnic blanket, but it's really made of tile.
Okay.
There's a phone charging station that's solar powered, real charging station that's made of old phone booths twisted in just such a way that it's just so fun and whimsical. So they're all really neat. They all fit beautifully into the park. And people, I think what's really cool is these things do not get harmed. I think people are concerned like, oh, they're outside. Are they going to get damaged? Is there going to be graffiti? It's incredibly well respected. The woman fell over once and she was repaired. The stick figure.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have had nothing but respect for our park.
Great.
And for our building. Nothing is ever, you know, the mural has been there forever. The photographs, people don't mess with it. I think if you respect your community, they respect you back.
Yeah, right.
And our tenants are fiercely proud of their home, and they kind of patrol on their own as well. So that's been just a really fun addition. And I hope that's the beginning of more of these type of installations where when these ones are gone, we can work with artists in our community to showcase their art in the park, you know, in an ongoing basis.
I see. Now, I just drove past because I was headed towards the restaurant. But next you know what? I'm going to have to actually stop and yeah, walk around.
Yeah, you can see them if you drive, but it's a much better view if you walk through.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I was just so enthralled with what was on the wall, I didn't notice what was right in front of me and passing in the car. So it just gives me another reason to go by and check it out.
Absolutely. There are little flower petals made of wood that are stools, and they're sweet for like little kids, and anybody can sit on them. And yeah, so they're kind of interactive. They can be touched. They can be sat on, walked on. Really
beautiful.
Fun.
So now you were telling me about Ritz Kids.
Yep.
And you have a Zip Zap Summer Circus. So say that faster. Zip Zap Summer.
Ritz Kids is a part of our organization, Programming for Children, which makes sense, right? So it's through our theater. We have all kinds of programming for kids in the Newburgh and Large City School District. We have a wonderful talent show every year for them in November. We do summer workshops, theater workshops with the teachers, and they come to the Ritz lobby during the year and put on performances after a summer workshop and then a culminating performance. So that's been a great partnership with them. And this year, we are so excited to be partnering with Zip Zap Circus USA.
I'm excited.
It's really exciting.
I'm super excited.
Because who doesn't like circus? It's so fun. Who doesn't like a trapeze? So Zip Zap was founded in South Africa, actually. And it's all about social change through circus arts. Mm-hmm. So really, it brings children together from all walks of life, all colors, all ethnicities, all religions, all economic backgrounds. It really brings everyone together. And it teaches them trust. Mm-hmm. It teaches them leadership skills. It teaches them confidence and team building and team working around these amazing arts that they're learning, these amazing skills. Mm-hmm. So they're learning trapeze. They're learning acrobatics and clowning and tumbling and juggling, all of the wonderful circus arts that are so much fun. And how many kids anywhere get an opportunity to, you know, run away and join the circus for a couple of weeks? So this summer from July 17th through the 28th, and it's all day, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
You're going to have some tuckered out kids by the end of the
day. We are going to have some tuckered out kids for middle school students. Mm-hmm. We have enough space. It's first come, first serve for 25 students.
Okay.
And breakfast, lunch, and a snack are served, and it is 100% entirely free.
Wow.
So it is an amazing program. We have professional circus trainers and circus coaches coming to coach the kids and work with them. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, they're going to perform a circus for our community, their families in our community.
That is fantastic.
It is so fun. We worked with the gentleman who has brought this to us is actually on our board. And when we were designing the park, we really had this in mind to build flat space that we could accommodate the trapeze, because we really hope this is something that we're able to ground and make a home for at Safe Harbors for our community. And just, we had Zip Zap there once in a much smaller scale inside the Ritz Theater, and they came and did tumbling and some acrobatics, and the place was packed and the kids were absolutely enthralled. You could just see their little faces, staring up. So when they have the opportunity to fly in a trapeze, I really think it's very exciting.
That's so very exciting.
That's
I love that concept, that idea, that program, and the fact that it's free and it's provided to first come, first serve kids in the community. Yep. That's just fabulous.
It really is. And we're doing it in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of Newburgh. Uh-huh. They're helping because they tap into these kids every day. They have
absolutely
wonderful programming
right
for the kids. So Kevin White and his team at Boys and Girls Club is helping us put this together along with our staff from Safe Harbors and the Zip Zap Circus folks. So it's a really exciting collaboration, and it's really neat because there are so many great organizations in the city of Newburgh doing great things. And when we can pool our resources.
Absolutely.
And Boys and Girls Clubs has access to the kids, and Zip Zap has access to the circus trainers, and we have property right in the middle of Newburgh, and we can work together to make something magical happen.
And if people are listening, now remember, these organizations that are speaking, as Safe Harbors on the Hudson and Boys and Girls Club, they're not-for-profits.
That's right.
So, I mean, these are organizations, if you're looking for, recently we just had, on May 17th, we had Hudson Valley Gives.
Yep.
You know, the fundraising effort, right? So, I mean, these are hearing these stories about what's provided and how the donations are used. I mean, this is a great opportunity. So if you're thinking, if you're listening to this program and you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I plan on donating towards a program, this right here shows you something like this. You know, Zip Zap Circus for children for the summer. It's, you know, all day long and it's free, provided to the community. This is how your dollars are working.
You make a good point there, because really, I think sometimes people don't see you know, they give, and maybe they're not sure, but if you see kids from the city of Newburgh flying on a trapeze, you know your money has been well spent. And what a magical experience for those kids. And it really is, it might sound hyperbolic to say it can transform, but I really think,
I think it does.
2 weeks, if you're able to jump and free fall off a trapeze, that must be, I've never done it, but that must be an incredibly empowering thing for a young person. A sense of freedom, a sense of strength,
yes,
a sense of empowerment that they can do this.
And just remember, I mean, sometimes in these types of communities, you know, to be able to join a gymnastics or something, it costs money, it takes time, and sometimes you just don't have it. So to be able to provide this to children locally in the community and to do it for free throughout the summer gives them something to do, keeps them fed, keeps them active.
Absolutely.
I love that whole concept and that idea. I think that's a wonderful program.
We're really excited because it's a pilot. It's the first year we're doing it, and we just really hope it's an incredibly successful program, and we hope and we feel confident that it will be. If you're interested in more information or you'd like to download the application for the program, like I said, it's 25 students, first come, first serve, and it is on our website, www.safe-harbors.org. But if you just put in Safe Harbors, it'll come up.
Yes, if you tap in Safe Harbors, it comes up. In Google.
And then you can go there. There's a link that says events, and you just scroll down. I think it's a second or third event, and click it, and you'll get all the information that you need with the downloadable application form.
But now here's the question that I know every single person that's listening to this has on their mind right now. But what about us adults? Like, how do I get on a trapeze?
I know, right? So the Zip Zap Circus was actually talking about during the 2 weeks that the trapeze is set up on the park of having, as a fundraiser, in the evening after the kids have gone home, having adult trapeze lessons.
Oh,
so that
and posted on that.
Stay tuned, because the details of that haven't been worked out, the times and the dates. But I think, I mean, how can you have a trapeze on your park without inviting everybody to use it? So I will definitely keep you posted, Barbara, on what works out with that.
Yeah, because I want to do some trapeze stuff. I love that kind of stuff. I love zip lining and all that great stuff. I even went skydiving. So doing trapeze,
Great. So we'll definitely see you.
And the
there.
Sense of freedom that you get from it. So I know I can tell you firsthand the peace that you get from doing something like that, experiencing such weightlessness. Yeah. It's just amazing.
And I also think doing something that scares you is a good thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
It's funny because the gentleman that I work with on the circus, he said, this is a challenge to all of you dads out there for Father's Day. He said, women are much more likely to do it than men. He said, whenever we have these open opportunities, it's always the women that are lining up. So let's get out there, guys.
That challenge accepted.
Yeah, the challenge.
We're going to take a little break. Stay with us on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
Mountain Creek introduces Indiana Jones in your backyard. Tree Escape, their new aerial adventure park and ropes course. There are 10 unique rope courses that guarantee exhilarating outdoor adventures for children and adults. Bring the family, bring your friends, bring your coworkers and bond, or bring the love of your life. For more information, visit mountaincreek.com. In the meantime, check out Wacky Jackie's video update at treeescapemc.com. Now you're done with the rope adventure and want the thrill of a hole-in-one? Walk over to Mountain Creek's newly designed golf course, Great Gorge. Mountain Creek's delighted to offer three incredible George Fazio-designed nine-hole courses. Need golf goodies? Then head over to the Great Gorge Golf Shop, where you'll find classic men and women's apparel and accessories, as well as golf clubs and all those gotta-have things you never knew you needed. To learn more about Great Gorge's courses, the golf clubhouse and restaurant and bar, and other resort adventures, including the famous water park, head over to greatgorgemc.com or mountaincreek.com.
State Farm, in the Clock Tower on Main Street in Warwick. One stop for all your business and personal insurance and financial services, life, home, auto, disability, or business insurance, as well as banking and retirement planning. Call 986-7100 or come in and meet the team.
Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop now has two locations. The original, located in Warwick, and now the new Gingerbread Shop in Greenwood Lake at 89 Windermere Avenue. Enter and you are taken to lands far and near, mysteries to solve, bestsellers to read, and the Kitty Corner, where every Sunday there's a themed story time at 11 a.m. to enchant the children. For the adults, Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop will pick one of the books from the New York Times bestseller list and then meet to discuss your opinions on each of the books. Coming soon, Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop will have evening poetry readings and local artists will be displaying their works. I took my daughter to Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop. It's so inviting that my daughter sat on the little cushion and just grabbed a book off the shelf and started reading. Upstairs are comfy chairs surrounded by classic books to take your imagination on a journey all over the world. Visit the newest Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop at 89 Windermere Avenue in Greenwood Lake, or visit their website at yeoldwarwickbookshop.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-799-2745. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-799-2745. That's 1-800-799-2745. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-799-2745.
Tune in to the HVAC guru, Gene Slade, every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and every Sunday at 9 a.m. to learn what to do when your air conditioning or heating fails and which are the best systems to install right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to. WTBQ.
Welcome back to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I've been having a fabulous Friday. Thank you, Lisa, for being here with
me. Thank you for
having me. Starting off my weekend, this is the best way to start it off. I've been speaking to Lisa Silverstone from Safe Harbors of the Hudson. All the exciting things, Zip Zap Circus, all the wonderful things that are happening.
We just like to say Zip Zap Circus. It rolls off the tongue.
So when we left off, we talked about Ritz Kids.
Yep.
So one of the things that I absolutely love, I mean, all the things, the programs that you offer are fabulous, but I love the story behind the Ritz Theater.
It is a really magical story.
And for those that don't know, when you're going down Broadway and you see the Hudson and you see the marquee of the Ritz Theater, it's like, I don't know, it just takes you back.
Yeah.
It's very nostalgic, right?
I mean, yeah. I think it takes you back, and it also gives you a glimpse into what's coming.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's kind of exciting.
What's happening with the Ritz?
Yeah. So, all right. And I mentioned very briefly at the beginning that the Hotel Newburgh was a whole complex. It was a hotel. It was a beautiful hotel. It was a Sears. It was a coffee shop. And it was the Ritz Theater. The Ritz was originally built. So actually, the Ritz predates the Hotel Newburgh. But anyway, the Ritz Theater was built in 1913, and it was actually built as Cohen's Opera House. It was built by a man named Mr. Cohen. I'm not sure of his first name. but it was carved out of an older building. The building's dated from the 1880s and 1870s. In 1913, he was able to carve out of that existing building a beautiful theater. It was a 1,200-seat double balcony, four stories of fly space on the stage, full-on Broadway theater. I mean, mm-hmm. It was really, really spectacular. It played, it became the State Theater in the 1920s, and it was a vaudeville show house.
I love the vaudeville.
Vaudeville is fun. Mm-hmm. Talk about nostalgic. And then in 1932, it was purchased by a Newburgh native named Eugene Levy. Mr. Levy purchased the theater. He linked it with the Paramount in New York City and renamed it the Ritz, did some remodeling. And that's really when it kind of hit its heyday. And it was often shows and performers came here first, and then they went on to the Paramount. So they might work out kinks, or it might just be their first show. And then they would, you know, very often they'll travel from theater to theater. So they would start in the Ritz. And there's actually a rumor that there's a sign in the Paramount Theater dressing room that says, if you think this crowd is tough, try Newburgh. So we tested their mettle there. We had amazing performers there. Ella Fitzgerald performed on our stage. Aww. A young Frank Sinatra, I think he was 17 when he performed with the Tommy Dorsey Band on our stage. Red Skelton performed there, Bojangles, just an incredible array of the performing artists of the day in the 1930s and 40s and into the 50s. And I know that this is Barbara's favorite story, and probably the most famous little iconic takeaway from the Ritz Theater is that in December 1941, just a few days after Pearl Harbor, Lucille Ball made her debut performance on the Ritz Theater stage on Broadway in Newburgh.
It just gives me chills. Every time you say it, I get chills.
It's exciting. She had never performed before. She was recently married to Desi Arnaz, her then husband, and they performed a little sketch comedy routine that went on to become the I Love Lucy show.
Oh.
So in 2007, the Ritz Theater was actually awarded Little Known Places History Was Made by Parade Magazine, the little magazine that's inserted in our Sunday papers, as the birthplace of the I Love Lucy show.
So it's very
exciting. Audiences loved it. They had apparently pitched the show to the networks, and the network says, America's not ready. America's not ready for a white lady from New York, up near New York State, married to a Cuban. This was the 1940s.
Yeah, she's and pushing the envelope
there. Right? And back then, and then they said, well, we're going to take it on the road. And Newburgh embraced them and proved all those networks wrong, and it went on to become that wonderful show. So it really is fun, and when you're on the stage of the theater, you feel that magic.
Every time I hear you tell the story, I swear I'm like a little kid on the edge of my seat. My chills, my hairs go up.
Yeah, you so have excited. To come to the theater, and then you'll feel it in your bones.
So I know that you guys are like been working inside of there.
Yep,
you got
absolutely.
Funding to do that.
Yep. So after its heyday as the Ritz in the 1930s and 40s, it even became in the 50s, it stopped showing performance art, but it did show movies. Yeah. So many, many of our neighbors in the city of Newburgh remember coming to the Ritz as a beautiful movie house. The old, when you see the movies in the old theater style seating. In 1969, or earlier than that, they stopped showing performance art. In 1969, the theater was closed and completely redone and redesigned to be a cinema.
It was
too bad, but people did what they did then to survive.
They didn't realize what they were doing.
I think they didn't realize what they were doing, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And they literally cinder blocked up the stage. So they kind of entombed the stage. It stayed the same. They took out all the seats, they took out the balconies, and they created a two-story cineplex.
Okay.
And then, again, it was divided again in quarters, so then it became a multiplex, four cinemas. That happened in 1969. They closed.
Sounds like such a sad story.
I know. It was kind of sad. They closed their doors in 1977 after there was some vandalism in the theater. They reopened in 1999 as the Ritz again, as a movie house, a cineplex. But there was nothing done at the time to really make corner of Newburgh safe, and people didn't feel safe going there. The hotel, as I said, had gone into decline, and people were living there in these terrible conditions. There was a lot of crime and drugs and violence. Who's going to come to a movie house in a building where these things are happening? So they only stayed open for about 6 months. So since 1999, the theater has been vacant. So our opportunity and our challenge, and like this is the golden ring, I really feel like, is to redevelop that theater. And instead of tearing it all apart and trying to put back what was, we are going to use the space as it's been re-envisioned by the cinemas. So now there's kind of these, it's hard to explain, but I invite you all to come for tours, because we do give tours of the theater. There's the stage space, and then there's the upper level of the cinema and the lower level of the cinema. So we have an opportunity to create a multi-venue community performance space now.
I love that.
And we did get a very big grant from the state of New York, from our friends at Homes and Community Renewal, Office of Community Renewal, to replace the roof, which is the first important step. So that work is underway now. We are a wonderful team in place, and the roof will be completely built by this time next year. And that will really, lay the groundwork for the next phase of bringing the theater online. So I hope in this next round of funding, we're able to do one of those three spaces that we can open up to the public and have people start using the Ritz Theater again.
Wow, that's fantastic. A fabulous story. And, we're almost like running out of time here. So, I cannot believe that we still have so much more to talk about. We have so much more to talk about. But let's make sure we tell everybody, how they, if they want to, it is a not-for-profit. So if they want to donate? How do they reach you? Website, Facebook? What do you have?
Facebook, website, we've got all of that. You can reach us on our Facebook. If you just put in Safe Harbors of the Hudson Newburgh, that our Facebook will come right up. Our website as well, safe-harbors.org. But if that's kind of tricky to remember, just type in Safe Harbors Newburgh. I think it's the first thing that comes up in the Google search. And then there's a donate now button or a donate button right, very obvious, right on the, no nonprofit has any trouble knowing how to collect money. So click that donate now button. You can always call our offices anytime at 845-562-6940 and speak to me, speak to anybody on staff about volunteer opportunities, about upcoming events, about donations. And don't miss Neil Alexander this Saturday at 8 in the lobby at the Ritz, celebrating the summer solstice. And yeah, stay in touch and come on out and see what we're all about.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for hanging out with me here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. I just want to make sure I let everybody know that if you want to be on the radio with us and you're a member of the chamber, this is one of the perks that you have of being a member of the Chamber of Commerce. So you can always send me an email at barbaram@orangeny.com or give us a call at 845-457-9700. Everybody, enjoy your weekend.
Happy and I want to give a shout out to the chamber because are tremendous in supporting your members, and we really, really, really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's our pleasure to do that. Everybody, enjoy your weekend and join us next Friday for Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Signing out. Thank you. Have a nice weekend, everybody.